Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Frank, and here's what he has to say. When I started San Jacinto College South, I decided to break out of my shyness and change who I was. I saw this girl named Anne. She was 5'0", slim, with huge torpedo melons on her chest in my class, and decided to start talking to her after class. To my surprise, she didn't run for the hills. I smiled and spoke with confidence. It worked. We became friends, and a week later I made my intentions clear. She said she liked me but had just gone out of a bad relationship and wanted to see how things go. So sure enough, I said okay. Over time I got to know her and her family. I even learned anatomy and physiology apart from my own class load to help her study. I was invited regularly to eat with her family, and needless to say, they loved me. We went out on not dates frequently, but nothing physical between us because she still felt hurt emotionally from her ex. By the 6 months, she tells me that she's getting breast reduction surgery because of an injury long ago on her spine, and the weight of her ample bosom was just too much. I went with her to the hospital for a consult along with her family. Then the surgery came and went. She was at home recovering. I waited a day or so and I let her rest. When I called, a strange male voice answered the phone. Since I knew all of her brothers and father, I asked who it was. The response sank my heart. His response was, "This is her boyfriend." Not wanting to yell or simply hang up, I told him to calmly tell Anne I would like my chemistry book back by that Friday, and thanked him. Not even a minute later, she calls me and starts angrily blaming me and calling me names. I wait for a pause and then ask her why she didn't tell me she was getting back together with her ex, knowing how I felt about her. She stayed quiet. I asked her again to give me my book, which was quite expensive, and back on Friday in front of the admissions office. 3 days later, she made me wait 2 hours. I was sitting on a couch when I saw her approach with her boyfriend and 2 other guys. I'm guessing she thought I was going to do something and wanted witnesses to possibly get me in trouble with the college. I got my book back and thanked her and left. After this, I realized that I started to go back to being shy and quiet. Even my parents and friend noticed the change and wondered why I went back to being like I was in high school. They liked that I was more open and confident before, but I never explained why that happened. To this day, I haven't opened up my chemistry book to see if she wrote through it in obscenities or scribbled through it in other ways. Can you shed some light about this story with your own thoughts? Keep MGTOW alive. Thank you. Well, Frank, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women so big they have to get breast reduction surgery so you can still see your erection between her mammaries clown world show. Frank, remember this for a long time. If she's single and only wants to be friends with you, then you've been friend-zoned. She lied about liking you. She lied about being single. She probably also told her family that you guys were friends, but not that you weren't actually interested in her. That way they'd be friendly to you and still be okay with her having her boyfriend. She might have even told her family not to talk about her boyfriend to you. That's certainly all possibility. So it looks as though Anne tricked you out of her titanic tatas, but at least you had enough self-respect to get out of there almost immediately once you found out. One time I went on a blind date and ran into a woman that looked like my twin sister, and her torpedoes were almost that big and reminded me of soccer balls bouncing under a giant parachute. Anne friend-zoned you in the first 5 seconds of meeting you. She saw your shyness and lack of confidence and took advantage of this. She took the friend-zone to a whole new level. Friend-zone level 10. She's very creative putting guys in the friend zone, saying that she was still trying to get over her ex-boyfriend. But women get over their ex in a day or two, if that. I also can't believe we went to her to the hospital for a consult. You're like that Simposaurus that went on a date with a pregnant lady, and on their 5th date she gave birth, and he was right there to witness it. he spent a week with her as she was in and out of labor. You're almost on that level. Questions we need to ask are, where was her boyfriend when she actually got that plastic surgery appointment? Well, at least he was there while she was in recovery. Also, when you found out, of course she called you immediately. She knew the game was up and didn't want to lose you as a friend. I mean, simp. She was probably angry at herself for losing the attention from a man that she didn't have to sleep with, and it would also help do her homework. She also didn't have a pre-scripted answer when you asked her about why she'd gotten back together with her boyfriend. But odds are she was worried you would find out that she was never single, while she was using you for a friend-zone simp. She made you wait 2 hours before returning your textbook because she wanted you to give up and go home so she wouldn't have to see you again and experience having potentially bad feelings blow up in her face. It didn't matter that you'd never given her any indication that you were mad or that you were going to get violent. She was probably thinking to herself that if someone had used her that way, she would have lost it. I think it had nothing to do with getting you in trouble with the college, but to make sure you didn't harm her physically. Odds are that what she did to you, she probably did to other guys before, and that even her boyfriend was getting annoyed by her. People often talk about the Back to the Future films as their favorite from the 1980s. But in real life, Lorraine would have been with Biff in secret, while friend-zoning poor old George McFly and Marty never would have been born. Frank also, once you no longer spoke to her, you began becoming shy again because you lost hope that you were going to poke. She did a big number on your self-esteem. It's common to lose your self-esteem with a job loss, losing a friend or relationship. I've gone from being talkative and confident, riding high after making a killing off of stock trading, or off of YouTube ads, or Google AdSense, when I had a mini website empire, or recently with Bitcoin when it was over $60,000 per coin. But after those things went away, a little bit of my confidence got chipped away. Being with Anne was part of your identity when you lost her, actually you never had her, that was enough to destroy that confidence. Stuff like that can and will happen a lot in your life. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you've ever had a chain of failed relationships. What happened to you is interesting in that you can be friend-zoned and bit boost your confidence, which you can then use to talk to other women. You should have made Anne jealous that you were talking to other women, and they were also probably trying to friend-zone you too. Then watch as two women fight for you, not to be your lover, but for which one can have you as their friend-zoned emotional tampon simp. She saw an inexperienced guy in you that didn't understand female nature, that she could easily take advantage of, and she did. You had hopes and dreams of hearing her yell out those bedroom screams. Count yourself lucky that you accidentally discovered that she was playing games. Otherwise, you might still be carrying around her bedpan and fetching her slippers. I'm glad you learned the truth, got out of there, and saw the cruelty that women are capable of. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to bring up briefly is Tom Brady getting divorced to Leo DiCaprio's sloppy seconds Gisele Bündchen. It just shows you, Frank, that even if you're a guy that she picks at some point, she's going to get too picky and leave you too. Tom Brady is a hero to many football fans, and now they're going to have to see their hero get divorce raped. It's a good thing because it's going to red pill and black pill a ton of guys to realize that even if you're the best, that they can still have their lives ruined by a demon with breasts. Brady served his purpose, gave her all-star babies, a secure financial future and retirement that DiCaprio wouldn't give her. Some people believe that DiCaprio is secretly going his own way, and won't say it to protect his career as he pokes those pre-wall models in the rear. It's going to be interesting to see if he finally settles down in his early 50s, which are rapidly approaching. Many guys like Clooney and Tarantino, that's when they finally got married and settled down to have some rugrats with their wives. And their wives I've nicknamed couch rats. I was talking to a young guy recently who was bringing up these sorts of concerns. What was even more interesting was he was talking about falling in love with Siri. So it looks like TFM is right that younger guys are more likely to fall in love with waifus and AI. It looks like the delusion of loving something fake that can't love you back is better than the delusion of loving something living and breathing that also can't love you back. The world has gone completely insane. That young guy was also telling me that he didn't want a modern car, but he wanted a classic from the 1980s or before that. That was interesting because in the 1990s, we wanted muscle cars as well. But today's cars don't have masculine design energy and are extremely boring. It just shows me that a new car company that built good-looking cars or customs would make a fortune from the market of 20-something guys out there. They want cars that are custom designs and don't look plain and boring. Many young guys are also inspired by their old vintage handheld devices. Tech seems to have become extremely stagnant, and I've always believed that you needed well-designed objects in your life in the past, present, and future. What do you do when young guys value the past more than they do value the future or even the present? That's really freaking me out about the future. As for your story, Frank, I wonder if when Anne had her torpedoes trimmed, they could have taken all that tissue and shot it up in her hiney to give her more cushion for the pushing. But it wouldn't matter for you because you wouldn't be doing any of that. Instead, she's going to probably be doing that with her boyfriend when he becomes her husband one day, the way that Tom Brady's wife is doing that to him. And you'll laugh like Leo because you won't have to clean up that mess. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Frank for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Frank wanted to smash in, but she was secretly smashing Chad. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women getting more and more creative in the ways they put guys in the friend zone away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.